Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Oh, Jesus. I'm good on time. I only have my 5 minutes left. All right, then the word says, what was that? I'm looking at some other stuff. Okay. All right, let's go. Chapter 20 says, be sure I shared that part. Oh, yeah. When I go in there, whatever the Holy Ghost tells me to go and do, I just go and do it. You know, what he want to read, you know, this is him. This is living. This is living stuff here. So it says, then she runs and comes to Simon Peter. Then they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. All right, now. So she's saying, okay, he's gone. He's not in the sepulchre anymore. We don't know where they put it. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciples came into the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciples outran Peter and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then coming Simon Peter followed him and went into the sepulchre and seeth the linen cloth lie. Right? Your Bible say that? Okay, verse 7, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen cloth, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. He saw and believed. For as yet, read this out loud with me. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Is that the way your Bible reads? You read it again. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Okay? Then the word said, then the disciple went away again unto their own home. Now, look up. Did it enter your mind that anybody at this point in time of the resurrection did not know that Jesus was going to be raised from the dead? See, in your thinking, you're thinking it's common knowledge to everybody that saw Jesus on the cross that he was going to die and be raised from the dead. It wasn't. Now, this is one of the disciples that were with him. These are all Jewish people. They were with him. Now, remember, prophecy reveals he's going to be raised from the dead. So they knew as yet, if you didn't know he was going to be raised from the dead, you are set up for the conspiracy. See, now, everybody didn't know. But he's raised from the dead, and now this is just John's account. Somebody say John's account. Okay, see, so the Bible document, when you look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they're each revealing some different aspects of it. But I want to go quickly so we can cover it. Amen. Am I helping anybody? Well, we had preachers get people saved earlier. You know, we had a word from our sponsor. We got to take care of that. Be sure folk get saved. Amen. Well, won't you just get smart and stay a sinner? You must be born again. Amen. All right, now the word says, what verse did I leave off at? Okay, wait a minute. I skipped over. Okay, verse 11. Are y'all looking at your Bible? When I say, where did I leave off at? Y'all ought to have a check. Help a brother out. But Mary stood, is that right? But Mary? Okay, I'm in the King James Version. How many of y'all got some other version other than the King James? It's okay. I usually use the King James. That's what I learned with King James. You got the new NIV, another one, that's okay. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and see two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Is that the way your Bible reads? What did she see? Two angels. Two angels. Mary saw what? Two angels. Now, and what color were they wearing? The two angels were white. Were they male or female angels? Male. All angels are males. You ever heard that? No little girls with wings on their back. Ain't nothing wrong with little girls. But God, these angels are killers. They bad. I'm telling you, angels are awesome. They're huge. They destroy whole cities. Oh my God. But they're not people. Angels lower. You want to move that stone away? That's okay. God got some people. If you see an angel, you will know it. Matter of fact, the presence of the angels is such that the angel has to warn you that he's not going to kill you. If you see an angel, he has to tell you, don't be afraid. That's in the study of angels. Listen, let's go on further. Oh, listen, all this stuff in the Bible. It's right there. The word says, and seeing two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet where the body of Jesus lay. And they said unto her, they were talking, angels talking. Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she said thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. She turned around as Jesus. So she's at the tomb. Let's go further. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Well, she didn't know it was Jesus. How we know it's Jesus? God is telling you that's Jesus. Are you following me? Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said her name in a way that he says it. She knew that. Nobody said my name like that, but Jesus. You Jesus. Now, when she was looking at him, she didn't identify him. But when he spoke her name, she knew, oh my God, this is Jesus. Somebody say supernatural. Ooh, I tell you. The word says, sir, if thou hast borne him, tell me. Jesus said unto her, touch me not. Read this together with me. We'll wrap this up. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. And then the word says, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that she had spoken these things. He had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Why were they assembled? For fear of the Jews. Why were they assembled? For fear of the Jews. Okay, all right, look up. Come on, we'll wrap this up. Why were they afraid of the Jews? Okay. Well, the Jews killed him. The Jews killed your friend. They probably looking for you. Because you were with him. You were with the miracle worker. This deceiver. That's why when they paid the money for the conspiracy, they call him that deceiver about Jesus. They said they came and stole his body away. that they moved the stone and stole the Bible. No, it took angels to move the stone. The word says, and I wanted to tell you some more about the conspiracy because of the danger of conspiracies. In our lifetime. I mean, this happened, you know, 2,000 years ago. But here, you know how many Jews don't believe Jesus is the Savior, is the Messiah? After all this time, still don't believe it? It's just like you're saying all these people still don't believe that the election was a legitimate election. And they're still interviewing them on the TV. Normal, naturally intelligent people bought into a lie. Say, the devil is the author of lies. He's the father of confusion. Amen. And when he set that thing out there, and I've been amazed. I'm like, you actually believe it? And I've been to court all this time? You believe people? You think, folks, they're smart? They can pull this off? No. It's something about a lie. Now, if you tell it loud enough and long enough, enough people will believe it. Guess who came up with that other than the devil? Guess who used that other than the devil? Not in our generation. That was used one other time. Probably several other times, but this stands out in history was Adolf Hitler used it. He got the Germans to kill people that were their next door neighbors. People that went to school with you, that you ate with. Got you to agree to execute. They died in the gas chamber, 6 million. And their friends, people that look almost like them, let it happen. Because they believed the conspiracy. They began to take stuff away from them. They began to discriminate against them. They began to stigmatize them. There's a word. I don't want to go on this hill long. There's a word called stigmatize. Somebody say stigmatize. You know what that means, stigmatize? You know, like, all black people steal. White people don't steal. Black people steal your stuff. That's a lie, and it's a stigma. It's stigmatized. You'd be amazed what you believe about yourself that you picked up somewhere. The devil. You go, what? You mean white people don't steal? No, they got everything. They don't steal. That's a lie. To be stigmatized is to have negative things about you be accepted on a massive scale. And you spend your life trying to overcome a stigma that ain't nothing but a lie. Well, I just want to prove I can be a good student. I'm a brother, I can do it. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. Jesus, your Lord, you ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. That ain't nothing but a big lie that's out there. You spend your life trying to prove something to another group of people, the devil just lied. There ain't nobody even thinking about you. What you mean nobody thinking about me? Anybody think about you? That's something in your head. You bought into it. Bought into what? That you black, you can't accomplish it. You African American, you can't accomplish it. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You know how many people that believe lies about themselves? I think when Malcolm X said, who taught you to hate yourself? It's criminal, liars, and deceitfulness in every race on the face of the earth. Every one of them got issues. That's why everybody had to be saved. Everybody, every race, Chinese, Asian, African, everybody needs Jesus. Because you're born with a defect called sin, a sin nature. Oh, my God. But anyway, so when Jesus, he came out of the grave, amen. So the conspiracy was that, you know, say that they stole his body, which means the resurrection would not be real. But so Jesus, what Jesus did, when you, here again, this is why, close this passage, this is why when we go through resurrection season, we go through the part where Jesus comes back with the disciples in spite of the conspiracy theory. The conspiracy theory has already been launched. Because remember, the people that started the conspiracy theory had the money to pay the people to believe it. They had the money to pay it. Broke people ain't going to pay you for no conspiracy theory. I ain't paying you nothing. You just going to get a lie with nothing. You ain't going to get no expensive lie. But they had the money to pay the liars to fund or finance the conspiracy. When you got to finance a conspiracy that's been financed, you got sellouts who bought it and got paid for the lie. I look on TV, that go Herschel Walker. Herschel, come on, Herschel. Come on, Herschel. Come on, Herschel. I know you used to work for the man. You got paid, okay? Aren't you thinking that you've been paid already? Come on, Herschel. Your credibility, this is not of your own free will. You leveraged in. Woo, Jesus. Yeah, Pastor, I hadn't thought about that. That's okay. I'm thinking. And preaching. You've been bought. Who offered you? What did they offer you? What did they offer you? Amen. You know, I'm doing national TV. You've been bought. You endorse this criminal. And the conspiracy theory. See, that's what it's about. So they were paid money. But let's go to Jesus here. See, in other words, that God and the devil. That's why you got to check your own heart. Why are you doing what you're doing? God's looking at your heart. Who are you trying to impress? Keep it real. If you were off, God forgive me, I was wrong. Amen. Get back right. You got to watch this kind of stuff. God looks on the heart. So here Jesus going about it. And so it said, Jesus said to them, peace be upon you. Okay, let me say, then the same day, the evening, the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, came Jesus. Somebody say, came Jesus. Came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had said, so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. They were what? Glad when they saw the Lord. Now, if you're scared that the Jews going to kill you, the first person you see Jesus, you be glad. Okay, all right. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father had sent me, even so send I you. Underline that in your Bible. Circle that in your Bible. We got to go. What happened? He's saying, I'm back. Get this now. He's risen from the dead. Amen. He at this point, he's risen from the dead. He's offered his blood in the Holy Spirit. He come back, his message to the disciples, as the Father sent me, I'm sending y'all. So the discussion changes from, never mind y'all lied, never mind that y'all lied and said you didn't know me. We passed that. I knew you was going to do that. I already called y'all out on that. Are y'all with me, somebody? He said, I already called you out on when I told you that Judas had already sold me out for the money. Amen. See, Judas sold him out for the money because Judas figured, yeah, he ain't going to do this stuff for us, so I might as well make some money on it. Well, see, the rest of them, they sold him out for fear of their own neck. See, some people will sell you out. This is how sellouts do. Some people will sell you out if they can make some money off selling you out. You know, they can get a promotion off of you or tell a lie and it increased them financially. Others will sell you out because they're scared of what will happen to them. In both cases, they're motivated by fear. That's why y'all watch scary people you're walking around. They'll sell you out. They'll sell you out for different reasons, but it's still a sellout. Or they're going to stab you in the back because they're looking out for themselves. They're already afraid. That's why you don't want to be scary. That's why you want to be in a room full of people that's bold and have no fear. Y'all mighty quiet. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's called Jesus. Peter said. Peter told me, say, well, Lord, I never leave you. You know I'm with you, bro. I got your back. He's like, you lying, Peter. You going to sell me out. I'm going to give you the timing in which you going to sell me out. Before the cock crow, you going to sell me out 3 times before the cock crow. So let's just be real. Let's just keep it all real. And that's what Jesus did. He kept it all real and truthful. And it happened just the way he said it happened. So Jesus knew that everybody was going to forsake him. But here the people, the Jews, they were for him. Now, so here the disciples, they knew him, but he had to get them past what their issue was. The disciples, their issue was, we can't figure out how you going to bring us into power, how this thing going to happen. And we through figuring, and these people going to kill us for being with you. Now you dead? What's going to happen to us? What's going to happen to me? Jesus like, he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I got you. I got you covered. I got a big plan for you. See, you was worried about the little plan. And let's wrap this up. So it said, how many times did I say wrap it up? This is like the 4th wrap it up. Hallelujah. Amen. What kind of preacher? What? I'm going to do one more, wrap it up. And when he had thus said, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Okay, this is what he said to the disciples, right? Did he tell them to receive the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost had not come into his earthly ministry yet. Pentecost had not taken place. But Jesus has been to the Father now. And we'll come back to that. So it said, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Then the word said, after 8 days again, the disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, past the gunner, the doors were closed, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither my hand, thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not what? Be not what? Underline faithless. Be not faithless, but believing. Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And read this with me, 31 and 32. This is my last, number 5. What did I say? Closing or whatever it was. And come on, let's together. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Verse 31. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Give the Lord a praise. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hey, let me tell you this. We'll wrap this up. Oh, that's what we'll wrap this up. That was my 5th wrap this up. How many wrap this up we did? 5. Let me share something with you about your spiritual strength and your spiritual growth. You ever been sitting in here, don't raise your hand up, you've been sitting in here and then we go in the Word and you figure you just about wore out with the Word? Don't say, yeah, that was me. But are you going, like you figure at the last your attention span, like when the bell going to ring so I can go to my PE class or something. But sometimes when you stretch like that, what is happening, your spirit man is eating. The flesh, it want to go eat. But your spirit man is eating. And what will happen, you'll get to the point where you're like, well, how long can he go? How much more information? When you get to that point, I want you to help to gauge your own growth. And what it relates to is like, it was a thing we learned in sports. When you get tired, you get better. Are you following? You can't train and just stop every time you get where, okay, that's enough, I'm tired. No, you get stretched to where your attention span and your physical body is extended. So what used to make you tired, you just get warmed up. The thing that you used to want to walk off the field on, you be just warming up. So, but it's taking you to a higher level of spiritual attention. See, your hunger and your appetite for the Word of God, it will grow. See, when you first get in, you say, oh, well, that's enough of that. Well, but when you must learn this as a principle. That's why, like all the great athletes, they don't practice the same time, they practice longer. Whether it's a great musician or whatever it is, they go longer. They press themselves. And their attention span for what they're doing is extended. So you say, boy, they're good. The point where you say they're good, they just get warmed up. Because, see, they practice to be great. They didn't practice just to impress you with a few good notes or whatever it is. So your spirit man, there's a level of endurance that your carnal mind, it has a short attention span for the Word. It doesn't like the Word. But when it realized, okay, so this is what you're going to be doing? Yes. It'll get where it'll go along when it realizes you run the show. Are you following me? Your carnal thinking, they'll figure, well, hey, I'm ready to go eat now. Your body like, hey, I'm ready to go eat. Well, you were hungry when you got here. Well, you'll get to where your attention span for the things of God gets longer. And God is able to, he'll give you more. He'll feed you more. So I just wanted to encourage you like that. So, because I'm a champion, I'm used to producing champions. You got to develop attention span longer than what it used to be. You remember back when you didn't read the Bible at all? And now you sit and you read three chapters. Remember when you read three verses and you're through? Now you're reading three whole books. Amen. It don't just automatically happen. It's the same with everybody, same with all of us. Can you say amen? So you begin to feed your spirit man. The more you feed your spirit man, he will affect your natural mind, your natural body. Amen. According to the Word of God, because it's power in the Word of God. Let church say amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening. And join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.